With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to be talking with the Essex Tech High School football coach, Dan Connors. And coach, introduction to the Cape Ann League. You took on the iron to begin with, so give me a little reflection about how the kids did at Newburyport.
Well, I think a huge positive for us was that we got, you know, to finally see and be exposed to what the Cape Ann is all about. And I think Newburyport is a great example of how competitive, how well run, and how kind of the whole organization of the league and, you know, just kind of like everything is you know, what the Cape Ann is all about. So that was a huge positive. I think our kids needed that.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to get that out of their system. So that was a huge positive.
You know, Dan, for many years, from my point of view, the Cape Ann League was sort of the little sister to the Northeastern Conference. But that's reversed now. It seems to me that the Cape Ann League is the stronger of the two conferences, and you're going into that. You got to step up to a little bit higher level. Not that that's what you guys have to do. You're probably already there. But if you know what I'm saying, it's the league is underestimated by some people.
I would say so too. I would definitely say so too. And we left a really strong league. You know, Shaheen was in the Super Bowl last year. Northeast has had great success in the past, in the playoffs and in vocational Super Bowl. But I think that the Cape Ann, the biggest thing is just the rate of execution. You know, their kids don't make mistakes, and when they do, they recover from them really, really well. So that's really the difference between the Cape Ann League, the league we're in now, and I think other leagues. And you know, to your point, the Cape Ann had the Division V Super Bowl champion in North Reading, which we have week five or week six. Amesbury, the team that's coming in here this week, is probably a favorite to win Division VI and Division VII. So this league is extremely competitive, and you're kind of in the boiling pan every week. So
yeah, that's for sure. What about the speed of the game for your kids, Dan? Were they you know, sometimes you move into a different league or playing a different opponent who might have a little bit more experience, and the speed of the game is a little bit different. Was that a factor in this game?
I would say the speed, yes. I would say the team speed of Newburyport, but there's two things that make up team speed. I think one, I think it's actual speed,
mm-hmm.
and two, I just think it's the instinct and the knowledge and the understanding of what the Newbury kids really understand what they're doing. So that makes them faster, and they're very instinctual, and they have a full understanding of their concepts, and that's what I was most impressed about when we played against them, and that makes them that much faster.
You know,
are they physically faster than us? Not really, but they are because of their understanding of their stuff.
That's a great point.
They're like one step ahead of us.
Great point, because it has to do with reaction time and familiarity and almost muscle memory sometimes. Sometimes, I guess, in a situation like that, as you know as a coach, you don't have to think, you just have to do.
Right.
Tell me about
that allows them to play really fast.
Tell me some positives about your team coach now in this first game.
I think overall basic fundamental. I think the offensive line played okay. You know, looking at the film or like looking at the way that they ran the ball or the way that we weren't able to run the ball in the first half, you would say the offensive line was doing poorly, but it was really about their scheme and their strategy that we couldn't adjust to. But the offensive line was actually getting some decent movement up front,
mm-hmm.
Coming off the ball really, really well. We don't lack physicality, but it's just we lack fundamental understanding of how to pick up a blitz or if they change a front or if they do something different, you know, how to react to that, you know, in the moment that it's happening. You know, it's all the things that you know, we go over a lot in practice, but like the stuff that we don't go out of practice, like I think our kids struggle, and that's just an inexperienced team.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me about when you look at the film, one or two kids who stand out and had a really good game for you.
I want to point out the offensive line. I thought that Mike McDonough, the center, played against a really big inside technique, and I thought he did an admirable job for what we asked him to do, is kind of just cover up guys. He comes off the ball really well. He's an undersized kid, and he did a nice job. And I thought Victor Ortiz, the right tackle, was physical, good, you know, play side. He like pulls a lot. So when he was leading plays or when he was play side, I thought it was really good. And he competed from play one to play 90. It didn't matter, what the score was or what, you know, that's the mindset we're trying to build with our team. Just compete every play. Don't necessarily worry about the score and kind of improve every play. So
do you have a lot of kids going two-way?
We actually don't. We're fortunate enough to have a pretty deep team where guys don't really have to go both ways. Mm-hmm. I would say, without kind of a lineup in front of me, there's only two or three.
Yeah, that's
maybe
right.
Maybe four.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, so what do you see from Manchester Essex now when you look at them?
We get Amesbury.
Oh, I thought Manchester.
No, that's okay. So Amesbury,
oh, I see it. Yep.
Like I said.
I see it. My bad. Yep.
Go ahead. That's all right. So Amesbury, like I said, I think they're in Division Six. I would say they're one of the favorites to win the whole thing. They're extremely physical. Extremely physical. Team speed is really, really good. They're pretty simple with what they do, but they do what they do extremely well. Extremely well. So again, it's all about execution. And if it's all about execution, then Amesbury is kind of the portrait of it. So it's going to be a tough one.
Dan, overtime against North Reading, two powerhouses in the Cal. What did you see? What was this? Either maybe a strength of Amesbury, and as you say, a powerhouse to begin with. But what do you look at as maybe one of their strengths?
Well, it's always it's always fun to watch those two teams because it always ends up being like a chess match. But it's just the willingness to fight, and it's the willingness to compete, you know, every single second of every minute of that game. And I think that's why Amesbury was able to kind of gut them out, because they never wavered. Like, they never, ever wavered. And, you know, North Reading's just like spread them and shred them, like really fast team, and they can get really, you know, things can get ugly really, really fast because North Reading can score really fast. But Amesbury was patient. They made some adjustments, but they never really changed or like went away from what they were. Mm-hmm. And I really, really respect that from the Amesbury group. And you know, they just kind of believe in what they do, and that's what they do, and that's how they won. So
finally, Coach, what's the message this week for your kids?
Just improve. Improve. Execution rate has to get way better. We have to make less major fundamental errors. And that's kind of the message every week. No major fundamental errors. And compete every week and get better every week.
So it's Amesbury at your house at 6:30 on Friday?
That's right.
Coach, good luck, man. Thank you for taking the time, and we'll talk again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Dan. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Dan Connors, who is the football coach at Essex Tech High School with MSO. And it is. It's Amesbury at Essex Tech. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.